So, you know, it's going to be on the March 15th one. That's going to be from 12:30 to 3:30. You can go online and sign up for a time. You know, you can do that. Show up. We are going to make it work. However many people show up, we are going to make this work. And then it's on the March 22nd one. It's going to be 2:30 to 4:30. Just come be ready to play a little bit. Even if you don't get on cast, you shouldn't miss this chance to know where all the dangerous people are. That's us. You want to see us, go out there and check us out.
Go online. It's varf.org. And when you go online, it'll say, you know, if you'd like to join us, and click on that button. It'll tell you all about what it means to be on the cast and what we're going to expect at an audition. It's really easy. If you're not sure you're ready to put on the garb and talk the talk, you can volunteer in a assistance position and get a feel for it. But I'll tell you, if you're kind of introverted and you're not comfortable speaking to people, let me tell you, this is the way to get into it, because you create this character and you put that character on like a comfy bathrobe, and it's your superpower. It's your cape. And when you put down your character, you're another person. You can talk to anybody about anything, and probably will.
What Cornelia has here is the back door to Neverland. You go there.
Yeah.
And I've said this to you before, Ted, that Ponce de Leon got it wrong. The Fountain of Youth is not in Florida. It is what rises every year. And I'll tell you the other thing is that I'll be turning 66 this year, and I'm going to be fighting in the field. But the fellowship that I have with my fellow cast members is never based on age. I saw Anna downtown. Now, Anna's, I think, 25 now. She didn't run up to me and call me Mr. Hebert. I'm Bobby. Yeah. And why am I Bobby? Because I served in the field with her. Because we did things that pushed our physicality to the limits as we're throwing punches and crossing swords. There's a fellowship that transcends age. And so you don't have to worry that, I'm just going to hang out with the gray hairs, because I'm not. And you won't feel old either. This is not a guarantee, but I'm telling you, it's a hugely weighted promise that if you come out with us, you're going to find that, wow, there's an energy that can flow through you.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know,
I'm going to be 74 this year.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yes. I'm going to be 74, and in another year, Avis will charge me extra to rent a car in England because I'm an old dear. But but it does. It keeps you young. We have plumbers and lawyers and electricians and nurses and stay-at-home dads and stay-at-home moms, kids in elementary school, high school, college, auto mechanics and physicists and PhDs. And we've got all kinds of people. But when they come onto that fair site, we're just us. We're just us. And that's, I think, the greatest joy. There's no great hierarchy. Whatever your issue is, we'll figure it out. I just want you to come and experience this thing. It will change your life.
Yeah, there is an adventure, I believe, that we're all waiting to encounter. Some of us get lucky. We have great adventures during our work careers. But a lot of times work careers can just grind you down. I know that. I spent 40 years in sales. I enjoyed a lot of it. But I will tell you this. I never enjoyed anything as much as trying to make a total stranger laugh, as making new friends, as learning new things. It really does jumpstart your heart with something you did not expect. And that's the thing. We all the time, when we set goals, it's like, imagine your perfect future. You don't know what your perfect future looks like. It might look like something totally different. And this might be one of the adventures that you need to discover. So just like England is exploring Virginia here in our show, you're exploring the interior content and continent of your heart when you come out to the Virginia Renaissance Fair.
So come on out. Give us a shot.
March 15th, March 22nd, at the both Saturdays at the Central Rappahannock Regional Library downtown.
All the information's on the website, varf.org. And I encourage you to go check it out. If you don't have a computer and you can't log in online, just show up. It's all right. We've got paper and pencil.